I start by the Jewish word shalom.
I also antagonize a lot of people by recognizing the State of Israel as soon as it was formed. Well, I had been to Potsdam, and I'd seen some of the places where the Jews had been slaughtered by the Nazis.
Were there not an Israel, the United States of America would have to invent an Israel to protect her interest in the region.
If the world governments do nothing, what will you do?
We'll have to protect ourselves.
How?
We'll see the best way we can.
No Daylight, with Rachel Azaria.
No Daylight. 11 minutes is the time it took the President of the United States, Harry Truman, to recognize the State of Israel. The United States was the first country to do so. Not many Israelis know this, but we live in this ongoing relationship. We feel it. October 7th. Are times changing? Suddenly we feel we're in an ongoing darkness. We see the scenes from campuses in the United States, and at the same time, the U.S. Congress votes to support Israel. What's happening to us? What's happening in the relationship between the United States and Israel? What's happening in the American Jewish community? What's happening in Israel? What's happening between us? I decided to search this on this podcast, No Daylight, especially the gaps between the universal aspect of Judaism and the particular aspect as part of this relationship between the United States and Israel and the American Jewish community. Is it more Zionism time or more Tikkun Olam time? Or are they really parts of the same great idea? To do so, I'm going to talk to Israeli Americans or American Israelis, people that, as my husband said when he married me, your family ignores the fact that there's an ocean between Israel and the United States. Hi, my name is Rachel Azaria. I'm a Zionist with my whole heart and soul. I believe in social change and our ability to change the world and Israel. And I've been doing so for the past 25 years in NGOs, as the Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem, and as member of the Israeli Parliament. When I joined the Israeli Parliament, I had to renounce my American citizenship. I was very happy to do so and join the Parliament. But as a daughter of an American mother and Tunisian father, I felt I was also giving up part of my identity. I feel like an American Israeli or Israeli American at the same time. I hope you'll join our journey on these very challenging and special days. This podcast is an initiative of the Israel Democracy Renewal Movement and is made possible thanks to the Lichtag Foundation. Come, let's go. We have a lot of work to do, but it's going to be interesting and hopefully very hopeful and fun.